Welcome back, this is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masech Tepsachim. We're up to Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah introduces us to another mitzvah that we are noheg the night of Pesach at the Seder, which is the mitzvah of Maror. Unlike Matzah, which is a mitzvah by itself and is not connected to the Korban Pesach, and therefore Matzah, even today, when there is no Korban, is considered a mitzvah in Torah, Maror is connected to the Korban Pesach because the Pasuk says, Amatzos umarorim yochluhu, that the Pesach should be eaten with matzah and maror. So now that there's no Korban Pesach today, the mitzvah of maror is a derabbanon. It is not a mitzvah min haTorah. Nevertheless, it is a mitzvah derabbanon, and the Chachamim tell us what herbs are qualify for the use of maror Pesach benight. Mishnah goes on to list Ve'elu Yirakos, the following herbs are eligible, Sh'adim Yotze Ben Yidei Chavasa BePesach, that a person can use to fulfill his or her obligation on Pesach. Mishnah goes on to list five herbs, similar to with Matzah we had a list of five. The list of five goes as follows, B'chazeres, Uva Ulshin, Uva Tamcha, Uva Chacharavina, Uva Mor. Now exactly what each of these are, there are different opinions on, but I think that the accepted opinions for a number of them we can mention. Chazeres, the accepted opinion is that it is some kind of a lettuce, which I believe we use romaine lettuce. Va'ulshin, the Bartanura says, is endives. Tamcha is what we call chrein, or horseradish. V'chacharavina is also a type of bitter herb, not 100% sure what it is. Uva Maror, the Rambam, quoted by the Kahati, says that it's a type of coriander that has a certain bitterness. Now, one of the things to also realize that in terms of preference, the five were listed in a preferential order, so that if a person has a choice, the one that's mentioned first in the Mishnah is the most preferred to use to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So Chazeres would be the first preference, Ulshin second, Tamcha third, Chacharavina fourth, and Maror fifth. Mishnah goes on to say, Yotzin Behen, you can be Yotzi the Mitzvah with any of these five, Bein Lachin, Bein Yevashin. Regardless of whether it was moist or fresh, it still had some moisture or wetness to it, or dry. Now the Gemara explains that which it says you could be Yotzi the Mitzvah of Maror with any one of these five herbs, even if it's dry, it theoretically would not have any bitterness remaining. The Gemara explains that the dryness, that which you can be yotze even when it's dry, only applies to the stalks themselves. But the leaves of these herbs, if the leaves are dry, then it has no taste, and therefore you would not be yotze. So the Mishnah, when it says yevashin, is referring to the klachin, which is the stalks. However, lo kavushin, these ingredients or herbs that we mentioned there, you can use for mara. You cannot use if it is kavushin. Kavushin is pickled in vinegar, v'leshalukin, and not if it is stewed or very, very cooked, because in all these cases, the taste of the mara, the bitterness, is taken away. V'lemuvishalin, and also not cooked in the regular manner in which one cooks. And you could be mitzdarif, you can combine these to a kazayas. So if, let's say, in order to fulfill the mitzvah, a person only has a half a kazayas of one and a half a kazayas of another, of the five minim mentioned above. You could be mitzdarif, the five, even though they may have different tastes, nevertheless, because they're all eligible, you can be mitzdarif, you can combine any one of the five with another, or two or three, to get to the shear of a kazayas. Yotzin the klach shalahen, and you could be yotzin not just with the leaves, but with the klach, the stalk, uvidmai, and similar to what we said by matzah in the previous Mishnah, you are yotze with this maror, even if it's demai, which was suffik whether or not the Amoritz gave meiser, nevertheless, because, as we mentioned the previous Mishnah, an oni would be allowed to eat the demai even without any meiser definitely taken off, so therefore it's considered roi lachila. Of a maserishin, shenatu trumasei, or if it was maserishin, which truma was taken off, Uve Maaser Sheni v'Hekdish, and if the or Maaser Sheni and Hekdish that was redeemed and substituted for money, and the money needs to be taken up to Yerushalayim, but the status of the Maror, which was redeemed, is that it is edible and therefore eligible to be used for the mitzvah of Maror. That ends Mishnah Vav. We continue with Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Zayin goes back to matzah and chametz. There are certain things that we should not do on Pesach in order not to come into contact or create a situation where there would be chametz. Mishnah says, "Ein shorin es hamursan l'tarnagolim." Mursan is a coarse bran, which is some kind of a remnant of flour that they would use to feed the chickens. And the Mishnah tells us that you cannot take this mursan and soak it in water, because that would effectively become chametz. So the mursan that's being given to feed the tarnagolim should not be soaked in water. Aval choltim. However, you can scald it, or as the Bartanur says, cook it in really boiling hot water, because he says once it comes into contact with boiled water and it cooked in that manner, then it would not become chametz after that. However, the Bartanur does point out, even though the Mishnah says choltin is okay, nowadays we are not knowing to do this, and we are knowing an iser even for choltin, that we would not take something like morsan or its equivalent and scald it in boiling hot water. Similarly, the Mishnah goes on to say, Ha'isha, a woman, lo tishra es ha-morsan, shetoluch biyoda l'merchatz. A woman should not soak the morsan that she is going to take with her to the bathhouse. Apparently, morsan was also used to apply to the skin in some manner. It helped either smoothen or beautify the skin. Says the Mishnah, you should not soak the morsan in water, the morsan that you tend to take to the Beis HaMerechatz. However, even though you can't soak it in water before you take it to the Merechatz, the Mishnah tells you, Aval safahi b'vsara yovesh. You can apply it to the skin, to the flesh, dry. And the Mefarshim explain that the chiddush here is that even though a person has sweat, zeya, nevertheless, that is not a concern, and therefore you can apply this morsan dry to the flesh. The Kahati adds that the Bartanur actually says that the Chiddush is more than just sweat, that even though in the Merechatz there are going to be drops of water on the skin, that you can apply it on the skin despite the fact that there are drops of water. But clearly the Mishnah says you cannot soak this morsan prior to going to the Merechatz. Then, in a similar vein, the Mishnah tells us, La'ilas adam chitin, a person should not chew on chitin, which is wheat, v'yaniach ha-makasa b'pesach, and to apply on a wound on Pesach. Apparently that was some kind of an ointment to help heal or prevent bacteria from a wound. So you should not chew it, the chitin, and put it on your wound, because the saliva that comes into contact with the chitin would make this chametz, mipnei shehin machmitas, because it would become chametz. So these are all situations that the Mishnah describes in which you should not have remnants of flour or wheat come into contact with water or moisture for an extended period of time, because in that manner it would become chametz on Pesach. With this, we end Mishnah Zayin, and look forward to continuing tomorrow.